Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
This is Tracy Pitcox. Thanking you so much for tuning in tonight for a special edition of our Hits Radio program right here at KNEL FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com. We went back and picked up some of the best loved Christmas favorites from some of our best loved country music legends of the business and compiled this special Christmas show just for you. I do want to mention that we're not taking requests tonight, but on behalf of all of us here at KNEL, and especially myself, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we appreciate the support that you have given us throughout the entire year so very much. And we're looking forward to even a better next year. So hope you'll tune in next week with all of your requests and dedications right here at KNEL FM 95.3 and, of course, on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com. And Merry Christmas on behalf of all of us to you and your family from all of us here at KNEL. Hope you enjoy this special show tonight.
Hello, everybody. This is Johnny Wright from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks a lot, Tracy, for keeping our music alive.
Never was a healthy child, and we always feared for him, though we both had always tried to fuel the life that had grown dim. So we didn't think it strange when the family doctor said, if you have any plans to fill for him, better set those plans ahead. He'd never known a real Christmas. You see, he was then only three. So we planned an all-out Christmas with the most beautiful of all trees. Now here it was in late August, and Christmas yet 4 months away. But the doctor had said he would leave us by fall, so we had to hasten the day. September instead of December, just 3 months before Christmas Day. A big tree in his room was glistening with gifts, toys, and candy array. His eyes really lit up when he saw it, and his little heart was just bubbling with joy. But the tears filled the eyes of all present. We knew he was such a sick boy. Just a few days longer, he lingered. Then angels took him away to be with the giver of Christmas. So you understand when we say,
there won't be any tree this Christmas, and I'm afraid that there'll be little cheer. There won't be any tree this Christmas. We had his Christmas early this year.
How could you get any better than that? There's Kitty Wells and her husband Johnny Wright. It's called "There'll Be No Christmas This Year." What a touching song. Sure makes you think, doesn't it? Well, we're celebrating Christmas tonight on a Hillbilly Christmas right here on KNEL FM 95.3. Well, I mentioned earlier that we're going to visit with some of our friends in the country music business as they share some of their favorite Christmas stories with us. And I caught up with George Hamilton IV. not too long ago. Of course, George had some big hits like A Rose and a Baby Ruth and Abilene and Break My Mind and several other great songs. And I asked George Hamilton IV what his favorite Christmas memory might be.
I grew up in the Moravian Church over in North Carolina. It's a small denomination, and a lot of people might not know what a Moravian is. It's a Protestant church, kind of middle of the road, traditional, kind of like the Methodists and the Lutherans. Nothing real strange there, but the Moravian Church has a long history. It was the very first organized international Protestant church, pre-Reformation, and the first to send missionaries to the New World. They sent missionaries to minister to the Native Americans in Georgia back in the early 1700s. But we Moravians celebrate Christmas Eve with what we call a Christmas Eve love feast. It's a church service, but unlike most services, there's no sermon. We all get together and sit in church and sing Christmas carols, and the men of the church pass out cups of coffee and hot chocolate for the kids, and we have sugar cake, sort of like a little sweet cakes that the ladies bake, and we all sit around and have this simple meal, and the minister talks about how Jesus spent a lot of time witnessing to people over simple meals, you know, how they had fellowship with people over the dinner table. And so we sing carols and visit with each other on Christmas Eve, and then the minister reminds us all that the reason for the season, and we all get little candles that they turn out the lights in the church, and then we light our candles and the church brightens up, and the minister makes the point that Jesus came into the world on Christmas Eve almost 2,000 years ago to bring light to the world, and that we should do the same by lighting our own little candle in a world of darkness. And he mentions, reminds us how bright the church became even though it was dark when we each light a little candle. And then we all leave the church together and go out into the night carrying our candles, and that's a wonderful reminder of the real reason for the season. And that's my fondest memories of Christmas, are Christmas Eves in Moravian churches back home in North Carolina at the Christmas Eve love feast and candle service.
In the fields, where the shepherds rested by night, came a light. That dazzled them all, it was shining so bright.
In the east,
there were wise men watching a star.
They proclaimed,
in a manger in Bethlehem, there would be born a new king. The wise men mounted their camels and followed the star. The shepherds bowed before a heavenly choir. All nature sang, proclaiming Earth's greatest star. Let love begin, peace on earth, goodwill to men. In a stable, for there was no room.
Was a manger
with a couple adoring an infant within,
gathered round
where the wise men come from afar.
They proclaimed
that the babe in the manger was born to be the new king. He brought to earth the message of brotherly love.
Hallelujah.
A hope for peace sent by his Father above. No greater love can anyone ever send.
Hallelujah.
Than he who said, peace on earth, goodwill to men. On earth, goodwill to men.
There's George Hamilton IV for you. That's called The Nativity, and good to hear from George Hamilton IV about how he spends his Christmas time. Longtime member of the Grand Old Opry.
There's a whole lot of people looking down their noses at me, 'cause I didn't come from a wealthy family. I guess I learned to take it for most of the year, but every December when Christmas drew near and all the other families were out spreading cheer, we're sitting home being poor folks. Our Christmas shopping was thumbing through the new catalog, looking at a wishing and a wanting everything we saw. Little toy trains and little toy boats, and sister kept looking at the little girls' coats. We all sat down and wrote Santa a note, but Santa don't come to see poor folks, and we wasn't nothing but poor folks. Poor folks living way in the country, we never heard the jingle of the jingle bells. Ho, 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 we was po, po, po. And if we had Christmas, well, we just made it ourselves. Daddy took a hatchet and Daddy chopped a pine tree down. The only decorations were the ones we made or found. Brother saw some holly in the rich man's yard. He picked it up fast and ran home hard. Mama knew he stole it, but bless her heart, Christmas ain't easy on poor folks, and it ain't no time for whipping poor folks. I remember one Christmas it was blowing and a snowing mean. Wasn't nothing in the kitchen but a few of Mama's home canned beans. Some ladies from the church brought a basket of food. Mama kind of smiled and she said, "That's good, but why don't y'all just take it to the folks that live down the road? They ain't got as much as we do. Why, they're just poor folks." She only kept a chicken and enough to make some homemade bread. But you'd have thought we was feasting from the blessing that my daddy said. And later when the kids was tucked in tight and the fire wasn't nothing but a flickering light, you ought to heard my mama sing Silent Night. 'Cause that's what you do when you're poor folks, and we want nothing but poor folks. Christmas time when you're poor folks. The Lord sure must have loved us poor folks. He made a passel of us. Everybody at my house was poor folks. Why, most of the time we were so poor we couldn't even pay attention.
That's being pretty poor when you can't even pay attention. There's Whisperin' Bill Anderson for you tonight on our special edition of our Christmas Hillbilly Hits radio show. Remember, we're not taking any requests tonight. We're just playing a lot of the great Christmas songs from years past, like that one from Grand Ole Opry star Whisperin' Bill Anderson and A Po' Folks Christmas. Here's Betty Jean Robinson. Pretty song called Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
curtain's room, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity, pleased as man with man to dwell. Jesus, our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing. Heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings.
Here to heck with old Santa Claus.
I think Loretta's a little upset, don't you? There's one from Loretta Lynn that's called "To Heck with Old Santa Claus" here on the Hits Radio Show tonight. One of those great old Decca records that she recorded back in the 1960s in tribute to Christmas. Speaking of great artists in country music, this one is one of the finest songwriters in our business. Also a great singer. Here's
this
Willie Nelson.
If you would just come back to me and say that you've forgiven me, what a merry Christmas this could be. It was just last Christmas that we quarreled and you walked out. I knew that I was wrong, but you'd come back, I had no doubt. Now a year has rolled around and it's Christmas once again. What I'd give if you'd come walking in. What a merry Christmas this could be. If you would just come back to me and say that you've forgiven me, what a merry Christmas this could be.
What a pretty song from Willie Nelson. That's called "What a Merry Christmas This Could Be."
Now, this is Ray Price, and you're listening to KNEL. That's right here on 95.3 FM. And here's my friend Tracy Pitcox to give you the best in country music.
At this time of year, with Christmas time so near, I start to hear those songs that make me blue. Songs about the snow and the mistletoe. Everywhere I go, there's memories of you. Again for me this year, there'll be no Christmas cheer until I'm free and your memory disappears. There's a Christmas tree where it used to be, but the lights have all burned out some time ago. There's no Christmas cards, yet the hardest part is the fear that I won't see you anymore. Again for me this year, there'll be no Christmas cheer until I'm free and your memory disappears.
What a pretty song for you. That's called "With Christmas Near" from Ray Price and all the Cherokee Cowboys. A song written, I believe Mel Holt wrote that song from down around Abilene, Texas. But a good song from Mr. Ray Price and all the Cherokee Cowboys for Christmas. Up next, here's another great song, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with this lady or not, but she's a great singer. Vicki Clark is her name, and she asked the Grand Ole Opry stars, the Whites, to help out with this song, and I've always thought this is such a pretty Christmas song. This is called Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. What a pretty song, isn't it? That's called Beautiful Star of Bethlehem, Shine On.
Well, it's Christmas time in the valley. Daddy's coming home. There's a smile upon his face. Mama's cooking pie, and my sister Jo is playing. Well, it's Christmas time in the valley once again. feel the palm trees sway as if they're dancing. Here comes Santa Claus to the valley once again. Well, it's Christmas time in the valley, and I find happiness in the valley once again. Hoy la Navidad llega a mi valle, nos presentará feliz, felicidad. Feel the palm trees sway as if they're dancing. Yes, it's Christmas time in the valley once again.
Freddie Fender for you. He spent a lot of Christmas times in the valley. From Corpus Christi, Texas, Mr. Freddie Fender.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He ruled the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders.
A great song from Jenny Seeley there. That's called Joy to the World. Well, I mentioned that we're going to be sharing some of the favorite Christmas stories from some of our Grand Ole Opry friends. And Jean Shepherd is just a wonderful, wonderful lady. And she had a wonderful Christmas story, I think, that you're going to enjoy.
You ask about a favorite Christmas story. I remember one that time I flew to California. I was born and raised in Oklahoma, but my people lived in California. And I had had some pretty... a couple of little things that happened had been very trying in my life. I was just about 2 inches from throwing it all up, the music business and everything. But I went home, and I had one gift under the tree, which that didn't matter, you know. And that gift was a white Bible from my mother and daddy. And inside it was a message that gave me the strength to overcome the trials that I had had and to continue my music career. And I'll never forget it. I sat there and cried for about an hour, and I'll never forget that Christmas.
Wow. snow. Blanket everything with purest white. Fall softly, snow. Everything is holy here tonight. Shepherd boy upon the hill,
bid your flock be very still.
Fall softly, snow. A child is born tonight. Shine brightly, star. Wise men bearing gifts come from afar. A holy light, brightest of them all. Eastern star, herald angels from on high, sing a tender lullaby. Fall softly, snow. A child is born tonight. The time is here.
The time is here.
Oh, holy night.
We couldn't have a Christmas program without playing this song. Here's one called Silver Bells, Joe Paul Nichols.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bell,
silver bell,
silver bell,
silver bell.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ding-a-ling,
ding-a-ling.
Hear them ring. It will be Christmas Day. String of street lights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green. The shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all the bustle you hear silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
Silver bells.
It's Christmas time.
ting-a-ling.
Hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
When I was but a youngster, Christmas meant one thing, that I'd be getting lots of toys that day. I learned a whole lot different when Mother sat me down and taught me to spell Christmas this way. C is for the Christ child born upon this day. H for herald angels in the night. R means our Redeemer. For the stars that shone so bright.
T is for three wise men, they who traveled far. M is for the manger where he lay.
A's for all he stands for. S means shepherds came, and that's why there's a Christmas Day. That's why there's a Christmas Day.
Kitty Wells with a song that Eddie Arnold made real popular many years ago called Christmas. We asked Kitty Wells about one of her favorite Christmas memories, and this is what the Queen of Country Music told us.
We went on a boat from New York to Le Havre, France, and when we got there, we all got into a little station wagon and rode around over the country. We played in Germany and France and Italy. And Christmas, we were in Italy, I believe it was, and we went to the shop where all the soldiers go and do their shopping, you know.
Wow.
And they were, I told them before we left, I didn't want to be away from home on Christmas. And after we got over there, they booked four or five more days. So we were there for the holiday season, and so I was in this shop, and one of the young boys was in there in the service, and he came up to me and was talking to me, and he said he was kind of sad, you know, because he had just gotten over there and didn't have enough time where he could come back home for Christmas. So we did Christmas shows over there, and that was only Christmas we've been away from home, but I said it was really worthwhile bringing a little bit of home to the boys who were serving in the armed forces. So that, you know, that helped out a whole lot. The boy, he was almost crying, you know, because he couldn't come home for Christmas. So I was worrying about being away from home, so, it made me feel better.
Yeah.
That we could bring a little bit of home to those boys over there.
Holidays are lonely days for me. No, Christmas ain't like Christmas used to be. since you've gone, it's not the same no more. No, Christmas ain't like Christmas anymore. It once made me happy, but now it makes me blue. There's something about Christmas that starts me missing you. No, I don't have the spirit as before. No, Christmas ain't like Christmas anymore. This lonely house don't need no mistletoe, for I'm the only one that comes and goes. And since that day you walked out the door, well, Christmas ain't like Christmas anymore. It once made me happy, but now it makes me blue. There's something about Christmas that starts me missing you. No, I don't have the spirit as before. No, Christmas ain't like Christmas anymore. Christmas ain't like Christmas anymore.
Oh, the Queen of Country Music. The Queen of Country Music, Miss Kitty Wells, and Christmas Ain't Like Christmas Anymore. What a song, and what a great lady, Kitty Wells. Talking about one of her fondest Christmas memories of actually being away from the United States at Christmas time and singing for the servicemen overseas. Well, we hope you're enjoying the special edition of our Hillbilly Hits radio show. A Hillbilly Christmas is what we're calling this tonight, and I hope we stumble upon something that you may enjoy. We're not taking any requests tonight, as this is a special program this evening. Tracy Pitcock's with you. We've given the Hillbilly Hits gang a night off today, a well-deserved night off. And so we hope that you're enjoying this special program tonight on a KNEL FM 95.3. Here's another great Christmas song I know that you're going to enjoy, one of the great classics from Buck Owens and all the Buckaroos.
Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, they thought I was fast asleep, and they thought I was tucked in bed. They never thought that I'd come a-peeping, or that I'd hear what was said. Santa put his arm around Mama, and Mama put her arm around him. So if Santa Claus ain't Daddy, then I'm a-gonna tell on them. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him. I never saw a dancer, a prancer. I never heard the sleigh bells ring. I never saw the red-nosed reindeer like they show on the TV screen. But it sure brought a lot of presents, so Santa Claus he must have been. Really sure looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him. Well,
old Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him.
Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. Buck Owens and all the Buckaroos. We're going to take a break and hear a word from some very important people around this area and be back with more of your great Christmas classics on 95.3 KNEL, Hillbilly Christmas. Okay, back in 3, 2, 1.
There's a white Christmas in my hometown. There the streets are snowy, shining bright. And the lights on all the Christmas trees are burning for old Santa sure to come this very night. There are jingle bells and Christmas carols singing by the children who are walking in the street. Folks are smiling and they're saying Merry Christmas, for there's joy in their hearts as they meet. Oh, the Christmas chimes are ringing in the towers, jingle bells can be heard all around. Time for all to go and wait for Santa's coming, cause this Merry Christmas here in my hometown. I can hear the reindeer in the distance. All the sleigh bells are ringing loud and clear. Little eyes are closed in their slumber. They are waiting for old Santa to appear. Oh, the Christmas chimes are ringing in the tower. Jingle bells can be heard all around. Coming, all this Merry Christmas here in my hometown.
Charlie Pride for you. That's called Merry Christmas right here in my hometown. 95.3 KNEL. Here's E.T. and all the Texas Troubadours.
A blue Christmas tree. Beneath it sits a package addressed to me from you. You can be sure it hurt me like you meant for it to do. But Merry Christmas, darling, wherever you may be. I'll say goodnight to you now and my blue Christmas tree. It's a package addressed to me from you. You can be sure it hurt me like you meant for it to do. But Merry us, darling, wherever you may be. I'll say goodnight to you now and my blue Christmas tree. Let's spend Christmas at my house. I have a wonderful tree. We'll have some turkey and trimmings and stuffing, and I've got a fruitcake that's nuttier than me. Let's spend Christmas at my house. We'll have a real Christmas ball. I'll light the fireplace, I'll roast some chestnuts, we'll sing some carols, and I'll deck the halls.
I'll deck the halls.
Let's spend Christmas at my house. I know you'd bring me such cheer. Nothing would please me more than for you to be at my house for Christmas this year. Let's spend Christmas at my house. We'll have a wonderful time. This is the season I lose my reason, and if you don't come, I'll go out of my mind. Let's spend Christmas at my house. I dream of a Christmas like that. Hearts all together, light as a feather. If you don't love it, then I'll eat my hat.
I'll eat my hat.
Let's spend Christmas at my house. I know you'd bring me such cheer. Nothing would please me more than for you to be at my house for Christmas this year.
At our house for Christmas this year.
Well, it's been Christmas at my house. Great song there from Tom T. Hall.
More great Christmas music coming your way right here at KNEL FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com. On behalf of all of us on the Hits Radio Show, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.